Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for teenagers aged 15 to 18 years old in the United, in the entire United States. This is ahead of all types of injury, disease, or violence. This is, information comes from the National Highway Traffic Safety Association. And today marks the beginning of National Teen Driver Safety Week, which is aimed at not just educating teens, but parents on how to keep your kids safe behind the wheel. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Josie Bryan. She is St. Luke's Child Injury Prevention Coordinator and Boise Police Corporal Kyle Wills. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We know that safe driving begins before a child actually even gets behind the wheel of a car. I mean, really, it's when you're a little kid and you see how your parents drive, right? Does that truly play? I mean, is that a fair statement to say that kids learn from their parents' behavior?
Absolutely. As we say, kids are sponges. They're going to watch everything you do, and they're going to take that into when they begin driving or when even playing car. You're going to see them try and grab something. They're going to need that hamburger. They're going to grab a phone. National conferences, we've seen this, videos with kids of what they decide they want to do when they're being filmed, and it makes a big impact on how they'll drive later.
And Corporal Wills, do you see that when you're out and about on the roads and, you know, you might pull the teenager over? Are there certain things that you're seeing with our teen drivers?
There absolutely is. And I agree with Josie. I think driving starts when that first child, that baby, goes into the car seat. That's where they really learn how important a seatbelt is, right? And that's an opportunity for a parent to educate their children that seatbelts are important right from the very beginning, first day out of the hospital, put them in that child seat. And then that continues as they continue to grow up. Just like Josie said, they'll continue to learn. They'll watch what we're doing as we drive, and they're little kids. They see what we're doing. If we get angry in the car, we get agitated, they see that, and they're going to mimic that at some point in their life. Distractions are the same. If they see us as parents driving down the road, texting on our phone, they're going to assume that that's just normal and acceptable behavior, right? So when they do become teenagers and they get their driver's license, well, suddenly what they've observed for the first 15 years of their life becomes normal to them. And so if it's not wearing a seatbelt, if it's driving distracted, texting, driving too fast, driving agitated, even driving impaired, if they have witnessed and watched those things as they've grown up, then they're going to mimic that same behavior. And so we see it all the time. A lot of teen drivers that are texting, using their phones, distracted, not buckling up. And a lot of times when we stop them, they'll make comments about they've seen their parents do the same thing, or my mom or my dad doesn't wear a seatbelt, so I didn't think it was that important. And so, yes, we see that.
You know, it's shocking to me about the seatbelt, because when I was growing up, I mean, you didn't use them that much. And then I remember being about 10 or 11 years old, and my mom got into a car accident, and she had her seatbelt on, and she was fine. And then it was like, you buckle up. that's where it started. And it seems to me, though, like I'm raising kids, right? They put their seatbelts on. I mean, they know to do that. So where is that disconnect when teenagers are not wearing their seatbelts?
Again, I think a lot of it just comes back to the example they're seeing at home. Now, there's certainly, I think, a part of our society and part of our culture that as teenagers, we start to feel a little bit invincible. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes the seatbelt may not come on, or they want to act tough in front of their friends. Although I really don't believe that's the
overriding.
Exactly. I think, honestly, it's just a matter of habit. I have a teenage son that drives a vehicle. He's never gotten in his car without the seatbelt on. I don't have to tell him to. If I get in the passenger seat to go somewhere with him, it's automatically just going on him. I've never told him to put that on. But like you said, I've raised him from the time that he left the hospital in a child seat, in a seatbelt, his whole life. He's not known being in a car without it. And so I think that makes a big difference, just that constant knowledge and constant reinforcement of why it's important.
So, Josie, what are the types of tips that you would give to parents, but also other drivers who want to keep, you know, in particular, kids safe on the roads? Because an experienced driver is different than a new driver.
One of my main ones is talk to the kids around you. Ask them, are they ever nervous being in the vehicle with you? 1/3 of teenagers will say that they feel anxious or nervous driving with their parents or other adults, as well as other teens, because of the distractions that occur. And they're too afraid to speak up and say that they're nervous while driving with them. we focus so much on texting and driving, and that is a huge issue, being distracted on phones. So some of the phones have now come out with those apps that actually will lock your phone up for right. you while driving. But it's all those other distractions that we forget about, putting the dogs in the car and letting them jump from front to back, or paying attention to
the dog. I saw a dog and a cat in
the
car the other day.
Yeah.
I could not believe that.
Goats, you know, we're in Idaho, right? Having the food, so grabbing your French fries and thinking, you know, you look down for a second to grab whatever it is out of the bag, or passing it back to the kids, as little as changing the radio station and focusing, maybe we're jumping back and forth. Those are all distractions. How many passengers you have in the vehicle, there's a reason that we have that limit with some of the teenagers. The more distractions you have, the higher it increases the risk of a collision, and especially a fatal collision. So there's so many tips. I always talk with my parents at our car seat checks that what you're doing, think of all of those. Maybe driving home today when the kids aren't in the car yet, think of what distractions that you might notice you're doing, and then try and eliminate those things that the kids are watching you do.
I think that's fascinating. Ask your kids, though, how they feel driving with you. Do you, I mean, what do you think about something like that, Corporal Wills? Does that play into it?
I absolutely think it does. And you know, I think our kids growing up today have so much on their plate. There's so much going on in their lives that I think it's good as parents that we do talk to them. And we do have that open line of communication. We need to remember that graduated driver's license program, that 6 months of driving with an adult, is really to talk and learn, and for them to learn how to drive the car. That was the purpose of that law. We want to be able to communicate with them as they're driving and help them learn to be a responsible driver. In law enforcement, we call it being an engaged driver. You've got a full-time job of driving a vehicle, so you've got to be engaged in that full-time job at the time that you're driving it. Just like Josie said, forget those other distractions and just focus on that drive so that we can get to where we need to safely.
Because let's be perfectly honest, you are the one who was at the scene of those accidents that we have seen, that we report on the news, of these fatal accidents that happen with teenagers.
And there's certainly nothing more devastating, I can tell you. In my career, the most devastating things I have seen are those fatal crashes, or even serious injury crashes involving young children or teenagers. It's certainly more impactful because they've got their whole life ahead of them, right? They've got a whole world to explore ahead of them, and that life is either cut short or it's severely altered because now they have a injury that's going to affect them the rest of their life. And it's typically comes back to just small decisions, just being more engaged in your driving, making the right decision, and that can solve or prevent the majority of those kinds of scenes that we do have to go to.
I tell you, I have all these thoughts going through my head thinking about, what are my kids going to say when I ask them, like, how do you like driving with mommy? I mean, they always say daddy drives like an old grandpa, but I think that's a good thing. So maybe I need to take some of that. But Josie, very quickly before we go, I mean, this is so important here in Idaho because we do see these fatal accidents like you're talking about, Corporal Wills. The St. Luke's Health System received a grant from the Idaho Transportation Department, correct? That's going to focus on teen driving?
Correct, yes. Yeah. So that's, it's a missed age group when it comes to the prevention work that we do. You know, teens are obviously usually older than that 14 years, that 14 to 18 range. Not a lot of us are doing that preventative work on the driving end. So what we've decided to do is write for that grant. We received it, and we want the teenagers at different schools to be the educators on this. Teens are going to follow what other teens do. Instead of me getting up in front of a classroom and telling them, here's what I don't want you to
right.
do. If they can talk about it and come up with fun and engaging ideas to really bring to life the distractions that youthful drivers have, maybe do some parades and have certain kids be distracted out there in their boxcars and then other ones driving safely, that's not only going to target just the teenage group and make it fun, but it's also going to target everybody else that might be out there and have that conversation be brought up with their parents as well.
Yeah, and ultimately, as a parent, think about how you drive and how that is modeling behavior to your kids from
Absolutely.
An incredibly young age, like both of you said. I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. I think as parents, it is a nerve-wracking idea of thinking your child driving. So to be able to give them good tips and tools is important. My guest today, Josie Bryan, St. Luke's Child Injury Prevention Coordinator, and Boise Police Corporal Kyle Wills. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.